Octavarius, so nefarious, eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh, he'll make you cry, but most importantly, he's gonna save your life.
He'll let him speak for himself, he's got a lot to say. Pass him the mic again. Get ready to swear.
Can't speak. Okay, you're right, I see.
A bag is not cooked.
Because
if it's dry,
if you get the dry beans, they're cheaper, but you have to cook them.
I see.
It's like it's a weird thing.
Hey everybody!
You chose to hit record.
That
man.
Was a, dude. I think that was great. I think
that's the most I've ever said in a podcast.
Bean discussion is excellent way to start the podcast.
Let's talk beans.
Talking beans.
We're welcome, talking about beans.
Welcome to Talking Beans with Octavarius. This is episode 121 of Talking Beans.
Finally, we are 11 times 11.
So, how are all of us beans doing today?
Cooking.
Cooking.
Cooking with
the
gas.
Black beans.
Ha, cha, cha.
Great, great. That's wonderful. Well, without any further ado, let's go start off at the far end of the room and do some bean counting.
Bean 1, Nick.
Bean 2, LP.
Bean 3, Scott.
Bean 4, Castelvi.
Bean 5, Keith.
Bean 6, Tins.
Goodbye, the bean, Cloud.
Bean 8, Brian.
Bean 9, Mark.
Bean 2, standing by.
If you've just tuned into the podcast, we're talking beans.
Thank
All
you.
Beans report in.
Let's
of course, we'll be doing the bean show coming this time. Make sure to bring in 52 beans to get a discount.
Thanks to Sports at 929 West Belmont.
Sunny Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for coming to the first opening night show, everyone. Who did.
It was what great. We had so much fun.
That was and if you weren't there live, and if you were one of our 22 unique live stream viewers, congratulations to you.
Hey, 22? Cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we had the most we had at any one time, I believe, was an outstanding 7.
Yes!
But 22 unique views, so unique computers saw some of the show.
That's great.
So hopefully that will continue to grow. And if you do like this podcast, starting next week, all of the shows will be saved online after they are streamed. So you can watch our show live, just like you can listen to the podcast live, or watch the show later, just like you can listen to the podcast later. Just like beans. Buy them now, eat them later.
I just bought some beans.
Nice. Talking beans.
Talking beans.
We are talking beans.
Uh-oh. Why?
Ah, oh, beans.
Oh, beans.
Beans is a character on Even Stevens.
Yes.
Cool bean trivia.
Hey, cool beans, guys.
Cool beans, guys.
You guys.
LP, you should look up a picture of what Beans looks like now. It's a little upset.
He was always weird
looking.
Yeah, I know, but now
he's
an adult.
Life question. Are chickpeas and garbanzo beans the same?
No.
I don't think so.
No, one's a chickpea,
oh, that's
one's
that
a garbanzo
guy?
Bean.
Oh God! Poor
there's
that
like
guy.
Turn around the computer, please.
I have, but I've heard that like very similar.
Very
like, people,
similar.
People will easily switch them.
Yeah, man.
You guys.
Wait, why was there an old beans reference?
Because.
Yeah.
You guys, I forgot the bean bag.
Oh no, the bean bag.
Bean bag. Wait. Got it. I've got the bean bag.
He's got some beans.
I have some bean
there
bags
it is.
In my room.
That's the beans. Okay, that's enough. Got it.
Every week we find some way to express our distaste for whatever sound that is.
Oh, here we go. Well, this bean comes to us from one Professor Oak.
Oh.
Yeah, fine.
PhD, biochemical engineering.
What's he got to say about beans this time?
Professor Oak, he writes... Hey, Talking Beans with Octavarius. I'm a long-time listener, but first-time writer in. I just wanted to send you this mailbag because I've made an incredible breakthrough in my biochemical engineering. Unfortunately, it has nothing to do with beans. But as listening to Talking Beans with Octavarius has been my only respite from tireless work over the past 30 years of intense engineering... I felt that you should know first. I've created a Pokemon. You don't remember Pokemon? They were pretty big for a while, and they're still pretty cool. Well, I made them real. So if you want an animal that can shoot electricity from its face, and can only say its own name. Please write back. I'll be waiting. Cool beans, Professor Oak.
Wow. What's up with that?
Thank you so much for your write-in, Professor Oak.
It's always nice.
So, is there, like, a story behind the creation of Pokemon? I just remember it popping up.
It means pocket monster,
Pocket monsters is what it means. And it was originally a video game or trading game, a trading card game.
It was originally a video game.
Yeah, in Japan.
Invented by Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that made it huge, though, was it was one of the first games that really leveraged that connecting the two Game Boys.
Yes.
So you and that I think that social aspect of it made it like way bigger.
Yes, because the original, the first time it came out, there were two versions of the same game that had slightly different Pokemon. You can get it's like 130 of the 150 Pokemon are available on each one.
It's red and blue, right?
Yeah, red and blue.
That's how it started.
And you could choose between Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. Those are the only on both games. You can only choose from those three as your starter. But in each game, the towns were different. The layout of the map was generally the same, but slightly different towns, a little bit reversed, and there were some unique Pokemon to the game.
And the point, of course, being to catch as many Pokemon as possible via battles battles that you
basic
would do.
RPG gaming.
Yes. and then you would catch them, I guess.
The thing that sets Pokemon battles apart from regular RPG battles, however, was that you couldn't simply catch a Pokemon by getting all of its health down to zero, mm-hmm. because then the Pokemon faints, which means for some reason you can't catch it anymore.
But you'd think that's the easiest way to catch something.
Of course, make it faint.
Beat it until it's unconscious.
And then it's yours. Then you have it.
That's what I do when I wanted to take your money, Tins.
You just beat me up. And that's fine. Those are the rules we play by. Yes. And I accept that. And if I want to hang on to my own money, I need to defend myself.
You can't get that right hand up. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I've been telling you.
I don't box that often, Castell.
That's why you get your money taken.
Yeah, I know. The point of Pokemon is that you have to get a Pokemon's health down low enough without getting it down to zero. You have to get it low enough to weaken its defenses. Then you throw a Pokeball at it and capture it.
Encapsulating.
There we go. You catch this Pokemon in a ball. It will try and struggle for a little bit, but if it's been sufficiently weakened, it'll stop struggling. It is now captured. It is yours inside the Pokeball. It is now yours to command.
Well, how big is this ball, then?
Inches in diameter.
Oh, so these are really tiny monsters, then?
No. Some enormous. Some 30, 40 feet.
The ball captures it and turns it into pure energy. That is under pressure while it is harnessed in that ball.
Because science.
And also, that Pokemon, because it is only pure energy when it's in that ball, can be downloaded to a computer.
Yes, it can be sent to... It is data. It can be sent to places.
It is... The entire physical form is changed purely to energy and data. Almost like a flash drive.
Yeah. And then there's different types of Pokemon. There are other... Ground types, there's a lot of cute ones, there's some scary ones, and that's the appeal for the children to catch them all.
Some scary ones.
With the balls, can you only catch Pokemon? Can you catch humans?
No, can only catch Pokemon, and there's also varying degrees of strength of balls. Almost like you could have a net specifically for dolphins because they're harder to catch than like guppies.
I see.
It is a more powerful ball, and like some of the and also you know like the greatest ball. One is the master ball, which means no matter you don't have to hurt the Pokemon at all.
It's an
automatic catch. You only get one in the game,
mm-hmm.
and if you and the you only copy. One that you can catch like you should use it on is like
Mewtwo.
Mewtwo isn't in the first games unless you
Pokemon
have
Pokemon
like
trivia though. If you go to like the coast of the Cinnabon Island in Bunge, you can totally copy that Master Ball.
But then you fuck up your game. It's if you catch the monster, the jumbled monster Pokemon, it fucks with the rest of your game. You do get unlimited things that you want, but it makes other glitches appear in different areas.
You're talking about Pokemon.
The one that I found on that coast in particular when I started recreating Master Balls. was that the
Nick is just completely lost.
I would be able to fight and capture Pokemon that were above the level 100. Mm-hmm. So I would get Pokemon that were like 300, 400, 500, 600 in varying numbers. But anytime I would battle, anytime they would gain experience, they would go back to 100 or 99 or whatever it was.
Ah.
But they did.
Quit pretending to be surprised.
But if you battled them with other like Game Boys, they would have the power of a level 340 Pokemon.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I would use it and piss off everyone.
You just ruin all the other junior high students.
I remember Pokemon coming out in about 1990. It was 96?
96.
Yes.
Because I was still subscribing to Nintendo Power at the time.
Hey.
And I received a free card, one of the first editions of the cards. And I got a Charmander. I was a little bit on the tail end. So I like Nick, I'm fairly ignorant of a lot of this.
I was at that same point, but I did care, and so like I couldn't really.
I was in.
My love.
It was perfect.
I was already into girls by then, so I was kind of like.
I never got it.
I was right with Castelvi.
Pokemon was such a huge part of my life for about 2 years.
But, oh, absolutely.
Two full years. It was strange because I played Magic the Gathering, the card game, before I played Pokemon. And Pokemon is brainless compared to Magic. Yeah. Like, Magic has so many more things to think about.
Yeah, I think the Pokemon card game was my gateway into playing Magic.
And that's what most people's were, but I was the opposite.
Ironically, they're both equally dorky, but I feel that Pokemon card game is not as dorky as Magic. Would you argue?
No, I think it's more dorky because it's more kiddie.
Yes, I will say that.
So
acceptable for an older person to play.
It is dorky to a dork because it's easy.
But whereas Magic, even then, like if a kid was playing it, it's just like, I don't know.
And Magic had been around for a few years.
That's true. Yeah, Magic's been there.
But
I was immersed in the sense that like Hank, my friend who I often speak of, who's still in Tennessee, which Scott Danielson just visited, and I both watched the cartoon, played the game on our Game Boys. He had red, I had blue, and so then we also battled each other, and then we also played the card game, and that was one of my first ventures, and I think I've spoken about it before, into entrepreneurial arts while attending school. Where I would buy and sell Pokemon cards at school and like trade them and do a lot of sneaky tradery, and I eventually made enough money selling Pokemon cards at school to buy a Game Boy Advance and the newest Pokemon game.
Whoa!
Yeah. So
it's really
so
brilliant.
You're basically like a stock trader, but for Pokemon cards.
Yes, I understood the values, and I went to the one card shop we had in Carthage, which. I'm so surprised we had one. It's a town of nothing, and no one in that town really seemed to appreciate it. It closed in like 4 years, and every year it moved locations. When I was there, like I remember when it started before the craze hit, and a pack was $1.50, and by the time I was ending with it, it was $5 a pack.
Yeah,
you know, within
like
a year of the card games.
Yeah, for 11
cards, and like a pre-made deck was like $35, like ridiculous expenses. But if you knew how to, like, each one is guaranteed a rare foil card. So it's, you're guaranteed, but most of them suck. But if you get, like, a Charizard, that market is $50 for a Charizard. Mm-hmm. The Blastoise and Ivysaur, Venusaur are both $25-$30. I think they were scaled at $30 each.
Sounds about right.
And then when you go into other, like, cool Pokemon that are featured on the show, if you have, like, an Onyx foil, it would be, like, $20. That's pretty good. But if you had something stupid, like get a foil Charmander,
fuck that.
You're like, it's a foil Psyduck. It's like,
ugh.
It's garbage.
Ugh.
It's like,
okay,
it's garbage.
All right, I need to say something because I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking.
Thank you,
thank you.
I understand. I understand Pokemon. I tried getting into it a couple times. Most recently, I played Pokemon. I think Black.
You weren't ready for it.
And it's like, I got it. I don't care.
It's too simple.
Stupid.
You know,
yes.
My thing with that is, I'm playing it right now, and, like, I don't really, want to catch them all. I just want to finish. I want to finish the story. I want to level up my six guys that I have in my thing.
Well, now there's too many. There's about 649.
So yeah, but not in this game. In this game, there's only like what 150, 200.
I think they're always being between 250 and 300.
Oh, is that how it works? Yeah. They don't just add more.
No, they no. Take some
so
out.
some games you can't get some of the original Pokemon.
Right.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can get almost all the favorites at some point. But you can't get, I don't know, popularity?
Yeah, it says...
Farfetch'd is good.
So what...
Yeah, so right.
I like Farfetch'd.
So, I'm all, you know, Scott Nick, Lisa, and I are cons playing here. But, so, like, the shittiest Pokemon is probably Psyduck, then?
No.
In the TV show.
Or, like, the goofiest?
Yeah.
Like,
he's one of the goofiest,
He is... like
he's a duck that perpetually has a headache.
All he's doing is he's confused and fucking things up. Like he trips over things and knocks over displays.
But that's only in the TV show. The worst Pokemon is Magikarp.
Oh,
it only
yes.
knows Splash, but it can learn. But if you give it level up, it becomes Gyarados, which is a giant dragon type.
It's like a Hydro worm.
Magikarp being, of course, is the stupid old fish.
Yeah, it's a carp.
Yes.
That turns into a water dragon.
Yeah.
And then it's very powerful.
And then it does more moves.
It's not only powerful, it can fly.
And what is Splash? A spell?
Splash
or
is an attack, because all the Pokemon have specific attacks based on their type.
And you can only have, each Pokemon can only have four attacks at a time. Sometimes it can learn a new attack, like when it levels up, but it has to forget one of its four primary attacks to learn the new one, to make room for it.
And so it's a strategy kind of game. Where you have to use
Magikarp, when it splashes...
It's a weak. That's its attack.
It's a splash.
Yeah, and if I'm a rock,
is a splash.
Let's say yes, and I'm a rock type Pokemon, and water hurts me because we all know water hurts rocks.
Yes.
Through
erosion,
erosion, and moss. Water does weaken rocks. It changes them at least.
Fact. I will grant you this fact.
While you know, it
grass
obviously,
type are good against rock too.
Yeah. So it hurts. So, to a rock that might do 10 points of damage. But to, you know, a ground type, it's going to do, like, 2, maybe.
And also, they normally will have, like, hundreds, probably.
Yeah, hundreds of hit points, so 2 is shitty.
If Nick had an attack, like a Pokemon attack, it would be, like...
Confused.
Screech. It would be Screech, which gives you paralysis and confusion.
Like, gives me or the other person?
It gives your opponent. Like, it'd be, like, Screech is a type of move that's... It's common in more than just Pokemon, is Screech moves. But it, like, confuses you, and normally confuses you to the point where you can't make any moves. You're essentially paralyzed for three or four turns.
Or to the point where you accidentally attack yourself.
Or attack yourself, or heal them. Yeah.
I feel that's...
What is Harden?
Where did you get?
Is that your question, Bell?
Yes,
that's wonderful.
Harden, it means you harden your skin. Your defense goes up.
I used to do that.
I know. That's why I said, and I made it a joke about your dick.
Oh no! I would in joking fights in high school, and people would be like, "We want to start a fight with you." I'd be like, "Form the shape of rock," and I would just try to squeeze myself to gain weight.
How old are you?
Right now, 27.
No, not then.
Then, I mean, we're talking like freshman year, maybe it's actually more like 13,
man,
8th grade,
you
14,
too
freshman.
Old to do that.
No, dude, they couldn't pick me up.
You what?
I weighed 105 pounds.
You
use Harden
and you
up.
Beat your opponent.
That's right.
Nice.
But you know that about me.
How many times has this succeeded for you?
9!
damn it!
Is that a secondary attack?
Nine?
That's 9 points of damage.
9 is Screech, man. Your car is Screech. They're all Screech.
Have you ever done the thing, though, where you imagine, like, light coming out of your arm?
All the time.
And then, like, no one can, like, break it. You know
what
I'm talking about?
What?
Yeah, I know exactly
what
you're talking
about. When you imagine light comes out of my arms?
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy. So,
like Havoc powers?
Right now, okay, we're going to do this. So, like, grab your arm out, and right now, just don't think about anything. Like, see, I can move your arm, blah, 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 blah. But now imagine there's, like, crazy light just shooting out from your shoulder. And now, like, it's rock. It's rock solid.
Wow, this is, like, all
you... The one I've always seen is the one where it's, like, you make somebody hold their arm out and, like, say, all right, now use your muscles to try and stop me from folding your arms together. And normally someone can beat your muscles because you just don't have good muscles to stop yourself from curling. It's really easy to bend on that joint. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to bend away. But when you imagine that a huge jet of fire hydrant water is coming out of your arm, suddenly you aren't thinking about muscles, mm-hmm. but you're thinking about straightness, and somehow that ends up working better.
Yeah, same thing.
Because you got magic on your side. So you're focusing energy.
You can become a rock.
Yeah, see? Boom.
I'm going to try and move his arm. All right. It's difficult. It's very difficult.
Isn't it crazy?
Are you doing Harden, or...?
can you try to just stop yourself from bending your arm with you using muscles now? With you just trying to stop him muscularly?
All right, here we go. I'm doing it.
Kind of. That's much further.
Much further than I did.
Much further with muscles than with the beam.
Than with light beams.
That's outstanding.
Strange.
That's a cloud fun fact.
Isn't beam some sort? Isn't there an attack that's beam?
Hyper
beam.
There's a lot of beams. Those are some of the most powerful attacks. Bubble beam, hyper beam.
Oh, yes. The beams are big.
You know what's interesting about Pokemon is it's the game itself is really simple, but it relies. I'm just listening to us all talk. It relies on a lot of. Like RPG tropes. Leer and Screed. There's like attacks that will like make you confused, like your status mm-hmm. will
and,
change.
And really,
and then there's ones that do damage.
And that's exactly what Pokemon is. When it all boils down, it's a very, very simplified RPG.
And marketed extremely well.
It's an RPG that is highly accessible for young children.
It prints money.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
It's the second most lucrative video game-based media franchise in the world.
What's the first? Mario?
Mario.
Wow.
That's pretty good to be second place to Mario.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well, especially starting way after.
And being a completely...
I mean, there's the trading cards, the movies.
Fucking Nintendo.
Or the shitty, Pokemon Snap games, too. And Pokemon Arena.
Merchandise.
Which, actually, Arena was cool, because what Arena did is that you could take your Pokemon from your Game Boy game... and bring them in better animation to
fight. That's right. That was on the 64?
Yeah, so all it did was give them better animations for your fight, so it looked way, way cooler.
Yeah, I remember.
So it was like 3D modeling and moving and doing the attacks, rather than just saying it did the attack and having a tiny, little drawn animation hit him with a lightning bolt or bubbles cover the screen.
Yeah, it was really lame.
You know what? Say what you guys want. I really enjoyed Pokemon Snap.
A game where you take pictures of Pokemon.
Yes,
I thought that was really fun as a kid.
Well,
I wasn't even that into Pokemon, but I liked Pokemon Snap.
I think that was one of the first games that I ever played where you could get your creativity mattered. You got style points for how good your pictures were.
I thought that
was a very fun aspect of it.
It was a very unique game. I felt for sure.
Yeah, your own creativity decides your fate.
Yes. And then, of course, there was the television series, which we haven't talked about, which is how I enjoyed
it. That was a junior high staple for me. Every single day before school, I would watch a half hour's worth of Pokemon on UPN or whatever, and then run out and barely catch my bus.
It seems like one of the favorite characters of the movies and the TV shows and the merchandise is Pikachu.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is Pikachu that good of a Pokemon?
He is not.
This Pikachu
this one is special.
In that, the show, that particular show that character,
because of
we have a question.
We have a question. Yes.
There's more than one Pikachu.
There are more than one of every single one.
I'm just loving how well the bell is working. That's what I'm laughing at. Is I think this system of Makulas is brilliant for him.
Thank you.
I thought there was one of each.
Think of Pikachu as squirrels. So replace all the squirrels that you know with electric rats. It's just a type of rat. Rattata or Rattata.
Rattata, Raticate.
It's a rat.
Pigeon.
Well, really, what...
Yeah.
One at a time?
What did... in battle, you can only have Pokemon out one at a time. Really, what it all boils down to is each Pokemon is like a species of animal.
Yeah.
So in the Pokemon universe, in the original Pokemon universe where there were 150 types of Pokemon, there were essentially 150 species of animal on that planet, essentially. And that's all there was. Mm-hmm. Like, you could catch rat and use it for your battles. You could catch caterpillar and use it for your battles.
It's kind of like dog fighting.
Yeah,
it's a little
exactly
like dog fighting.
It's the most like dog fighting of any other game.
For sure.
Except sure. dog fighting.
Except dog fighting.
It's done by
EA Sports.
It's in the game. Dog fighting.
Michael Vick's
dog
fighting.
2012.
Hi, I'm Michael Vick. Let's do some dog fighting.
First, you gotta beat the dog. Make it mad at you.
Training. Arena.
Press the A button to induce a poking mechanism to anger the dog.
I'm doing franchise mode all the way.
Enjoy online play. Load your own dog.
What's
create
that?
Your own home dog to fight against your friend's dog.
It looks create like your own arena option.
It looks like
chicken wire or chain link fence. or just boards with nails in them.
Yeah.
It looks like Scruffy's of Alden. No, it's just dead.
Oh no.
It's dog
he's,
fighting.
He's
dog
fainted.
Has to go there.
But that's essentially what Pokemon is. You're
yes,
capturing
but there's
these
no
random
death.
Animals. But so like the Pikachu that's in the show,
uh-huh.
that's Ash's Pikachu. Yes. So we might as well call him like you know Todd the Pikachu.
Yeah,
yes.
sure.
And so like Todd is just the special.
He
Pikachu.
Is specifically special, and I guess if I understand the universe of the television show. It revolves around a 13-year-old boy by the name of Ash Ketchum who goes off to become the world's best Pokemon master with his Pikachu and a couple of friends that he meets along in his adventures. And he
what's
has to beat...
hat?
I don't know what the hat is.
That's
he turns
just
his hat backwards when it's on.
That's just his sweet hat.
Yeah, he always, like, in over the top.
Yeah, turns it backwards for battle.
He jumps up, bends his knee, is in front of a moving blue-black background that doesn't make any sense, turns his hat backwards, and throws a ball, and a beast comes out. It's
yes.
simple. It's simple, really.
And the show's very accessible to children, for sure. And, of course, they have to battle gym leaders to gain their badges so that, if I recall correctly, he can attend a Pokemon tournament. And then if he wins the Pokemon tournament, then he's awesome, right? Is that
I think it's
mean?
Like
then
master. Then you get the rank of master. Yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
what I think.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah. I think ultimately it's just about the quest to become the ultimate Pokemon yeah. trainer.
So what,
yes.
the quest
what
to become the best,
the very best. Okay. Like no one ever was.
What? Now, what does a master get to do? Do they get to, like, just eat at the cool table?
I guess, yeah, I guess
I
they just get to lord their power over others. Not even their power, but their status.
It's sort of like mega celebrities. They just get to make money doing nothing forever.
Yeah, it's like it's like an Olympic sport over there, really. Yeah.
I see.
For
do
them.
You have a cool blazer?
Yeah, some do.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of them have cool blazers.
Well, here's the thing. Of course, the main problem with Ash is he is constantly being attacked by Team Rocket. Jesse and James, who are a member of it's not a terrorist cell
basically.
Organization. It's an evil criminal organization.
It's pretty much a terrorist cell, really.
But they want to better the world, right?
I don't really know what's Team Rocket. I think they just steal Pokemon.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
And here's the thing, and I don't know, Keith and Tins, you guys played Black and White, right?
No, not Black and White.
I only played up to Gold and Silver,
okay.
So only like the two or three generations.
Now, there's no Team Rocket, there's Team Plasma in Black and White. And their story is interesting because as I'm getting it right now, I'm a bad guy. Because the terror cell, the Team Plasma, is like, people should not be using their Pokemon to fight. Like, at all. So they steal people's Pokemons, and that's what I'm doing. I'm going to... Like, oh, you know, LP, someone stole my Pokemon, go get them. And now I have to fight Team Plasma because they're stealing Pokemon.
What do
they
fight you with?
They fight me with Pokemon. And that's the thing, like, I'm like, oh god, am I the bad guy? I'm totally the bad guy in this. That's the way they make it.
No, because it's clear their secret agenda is trying to get everybody else to stop fighting with Pokemon, and then when they steal all the Pokemon, they'll be able to take over the world fighting with those Pokemon.
I guess.
That's clearly the secret agenda.
About this world, like...
Just like Team Rocket.
The world is like this peaceful world where people, you know, jovially battle with Pokemon, but like, in reality, if that was our universe... That would just be a war machine.
It would be... they're monsters. They're pocket monsters, granted.
Yeah.
But they're, like... They're gigantic. Some of them are just gigantic.
But, like, can you imagine, you know, if it was, like...
If there was
a war...
Around,
and just
Pokemon
people just...
Ever go crazy and, like, not do what they're told?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a very famous...
They go rogue.
Mm-hmm.
Charizard, often in the television show, would not respect Ash. and not do the moves he wants.
In fact, that is actually, that's part of the idea of getting these badges from gym leaders, is for whatever reason, and correct me if I'm wrong, Castelvi, but it's essentially the higher rank Pokemon really respect you as a trainer more when you have better badges. Because at some point, you get a badge, and then all of a sudden, like, your powerful Pokemon want to listen to you.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, sometimes in battle, you would attack, like, if a Pokemon was, like, a way higher rank than your trainer's ready for, you would attack with that Pokemon, and sometimes they just wouldn't listen to you. They'll just sit back and do nothing and waste your turn because they won't obey you yet.
And I think we're not mentioning a very important part, is that you get a Pokemon, and then through levels it will evolve into a completely different other Pokemon.
Right, yeah. If you let it.
If you let it. But you don't have to let your Pokemon do it. And there's also stones and...
You can make them change.
And you throw a stone at them, and then they become a different Pokemon. Yeah. It's very preposterous.
Well, some of them you need to, because like Eevee, you have to choose.
Yes.
And like Eevee is this fox that can turn into an ice fox, a fire fox, or a lightning fox.
This is what horrible lives these Pokemon lead.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, no, they seem to love it.
They do seem to love it.
Although many Pokemon just spend most of their lives trapped inside these Pokeballs as some form of whirling energy, I guess.
Yes.
Well, they don't seem to age, do they?
They don't seem to. I don't know. I mean,
the evolution contains within it their age, it seems. Like, most of the time, the evolution follows how long they've been alive. But there are a few occasions where you'll meet, like, you know, that Pikachu is going to become an old Pikachu. And there are signs of aging within them, but...
That's for the show, really.
Yeah, I guess I've never thought about that idea, is do Pokemon die of old age?
They do die.
They die.
Because there are ghost-type Pokemon, and it's speculated but not talked about that the ghost Pokemon are the representation of, like, Pokemon that were alive. For example, Clefairy and Gengar look identical to each other. But Clefairy, or Gengar is supposed to be Clefairy when Clefairy dies.
Oh, Gengar is so horrible.
Question, Makula.
Is it possible that one of these pocket monsters could die inside your pocket? Like, let's say you're running to catch the bus and you trip with a pocket monster in your pocket and you killed
Crushed the Pokeball?
You crushed the Pokeball? Ooh. That's never really addressed in television.
Well, I think it's time we addressed it.
happens when the Pokeball is destroyed?
Pokeball? Get into battle and you throw it and just a dead Pokemon appears.
I'll tell you. While I don't think the Pokeballs in the game are crushable, I know that the Pokeball toys are very breakable.
Very breakable.
Well, and you know, we're just talking about just a tool for animal trainers or hunters, really, essentially. Sure. They're not going to be indestructible. Right. They've got to be, you know, they've got to be breakable because they don't cost that much, you know?
What's stupid
about Pokeballs made for kids? The whole point of that toy is that you just throw it at stuff.
Yes.
And the end result is always going to be disappointment when a Pokemon doesn't appear.
And it breaks.
Yeah, it's like Crash Dummies. Did you guys ever Crash Dummy toys?
We pretended with those balls. We'd like roll them instead of chuck them. And then, like, instead of having a Pokemon come out, my friend would just pretend to be somebody.
Right.
That's how you play Pokemon. Yeah,
and then you just make your friends fight each other.
Yes,
and also that they're not only, because most Pokemon would say their own name, and that's all they can. However, there were Pokemon that were sentient and could speak English. Well, Mewtwo was one of these Pokemon, as well as some of the legendary Pokemon could also.
Yeah, the god status Pokemon.
Yes,
there are only like one.
In each game, they don't have more than one legendary.
No.
Legendary.
The one legendary Pokemon, and it's like it's a race that's died out, and there's supposed to be one legendary still alive, but it's up in some goofy mountain. And
so it's like the Loch Ness Monster of Pokemon,
sort of. Yeah,
except way more powerful.
Yeah, but there was in all the games the legendary Pokemon. You only have one opportunity to get, and in the game you would have to save right before going to that one, and then go fight it. Because if you accidentally killed it, or if it got out, like you ran out of Pokeballs, or it killed you, like you lost your chance. You just start over.
Because in the first game, there was Mewtwo was a legendary, yes. And Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres were right. legendaries. Right?
They are which are all elemental birds.
Elemental birds. Yeah.
Going back a second, do these pocket monsters have like union rules? Like you take them out of your pocket and you throw it, expecting to fight, but. What if they were tired, or they were on break, or they had a wedding to go to, or they had to worship
animals,
the deity?
Though.
In the show...
Animals fall in love.
In the show...
Animals do fall in love.
In the show, that totally happens.
Thank you.
Bulbasaur...
What?
Bulbasaur has to go on his, like, ritualistic evolutionary experience, and much like turtles go have a mating thing, and they all go to a beach and return to the same beach, Bulbasaurs have to return to their main group and evolve together.
Oh,
and he had a nice. he didn't want to, and he was having turmoil with that, so there wasn't any use in any fights. Pikachu has been often too tired from fighting to continue fighting because as you fight them, they get tired. So if you and just like if you brought any monster into play, if he's at 15 health out of 325 health, he's pretty dead. He's weak. So. Like, they experience animal things.
They only don't when you go to... They have Pokemon hospitals, I believe. And then you... So if your Pokemon is hurt or damaged during a Pokemon battle, which you have constantly, you can take them to a Pokemon hospital, and then they'll just, I guess, cure it somehow.
You just give it fucking pills.
You give it Pokemon pills.
You rub up them animals.
Potions.
I realize, too, potions, I might be the only person here who... made money on Pokemon.
Or other than Keith.
Trading cards, right?
Well, I probably made more than Keith because they were paying my part-time job
Ah, yes.
Because I worked at Wizards of the Coast, which are it was like a physical store.
That's right, you're on inside, man.
Yeah,
you made about $230, you know?
you actually might have made more than me.
I did it for about a year, so it was a slow increase.
They made Magic the Gathering and they made Pokemon cards, and those by far were the most profitable things. Only reason they made that storefront was to basically catch moms so that they would buy their kids Pokemon cards or Magic cards. Because, like, an actual 11, you know, like the 11 Pokemon cards you get in a deck cost about, like, 8 cents a piece, and then the packaging is, like, 4 cents.
Yeah.
So, they, you know, the profit margin on Pokemon card, on any of those card games, is just, like, unreal. And,
they just assign them a certain status and value, essentially.
And it was one of, like, the smart, like, and I have a lot of respect for, like, the sheer business sense of whoever made that. It's just, like, a video game, and they're like, well, if we took this video game and gave it, like, a story... It would be so much... People would be so much more invested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that story is like... What better marketing can you have for your card game than a weekly beloved television show? A daily television show.
Yeah.
And even Magic the Gathering tried to do that a little bit with, like, you know, they had a couple computer games and they had novels. Many of which I enjoyed because that was the kind of kid I was.
You read Pokemon novels?
No, I had Magic the Gathering.
But what was interesting
is
like
Pokemon novels.
I'm sure there's a fan fiction one somewhere.
Come on.
Magic novels?
Yeah, it's huge.
They just use
Dungeons and Dragons novels.
Because in Magic the Gathering, there's also a story going on, and it's really it's a story about like a certain time and certain places, and that's what each like expansion is. And then expansion through expansion, you kind of get a general idea of the main sort of story of this world, of this universe. But then they also bridge that. They bridge those expansions with actual story novels.
And it's really, I mean, really, it's just a marketing and book packaging thing.
Oh, dude, like, yeah, but
like,
I...
Like, this is a name people know, and we've got some unknown fantasy writer. Put them together.
I feel like, just from, as an outsider, I feel like Pokemon, and correct me if I'm wrong, is mostly for like younger kids, and then Magic is like something our...
Generally, in general, I would say so. Magic is a vastly more complicated game. And that's why I made the switch from Pokemon to Magic, is because I crave more.
The hard switch.
But I will also say, when we did Pokemon tournaments at work, there were a bunch of adults, and it was really strange to see how that all came together. Because there would be, like, there was a dude who was probably like 23, and he would dress up like Ash from the television show.
Whoa, dude,
that is awesome.
It was very intense, and what was strange is like
it's a tactic.
He just he was just very competitive. He loved playing Pokemon cards, and he would play against these like 12-year-olds whose parents are like kind of like looking at him real skeptical.
I don't know, but to kind of if someone came, you know, dressed as a magic character from Magic the Gathering,
well,
like,
they would have
a
much
more
expensive costume.
I'd be like, all right, I can kind of understand that.
Well, it's more
like,
Renfair, right? It's more Magic the Gathering. It's like middle.
If someone came into my store dressed as a Magic the Gathering character, I'd be very concerned.
But I would accept it slightly more than someone in like crazy anime.
I would accept it much more than like a 26-year-old dressing up as Ash Ketchum.
I would accept Ash Ketchum. Ash Ketchum. Yep. Ash Ketchum. Way before I would accept a man walking in as a barbarian. fully clad in barbarian.
Dude, people have dressed up in barbarian outfits for the release of Skyrim.
Ooh, that makes sense.
Although Skyrim is not a child's card game.
Keith, if you can come up with a costume, if you can dress up like a wall of flying daggers sometime.
A wall of flesh.
Why would you ever do that when you could catch that ass?
Which actually brings up a great point. The giant treasure trove. I don't know if treasure is the right word for this. Of just Pokemon pornography.
Yes.
Treasure trove.
Go on.
Well, that's just there's anime porn.
Yeah, and so like I had
and
heard
Pokemon's
of anime
very
porn.
Popular anime.
I had heard of anime porn, but like as a child, I just never expected anyone would do it with Pokemon.
Can you look up obscure Pokemon porn?
Look up ones with.
Just put up Pokemon porn. Don't do obscure.
I want
I'm
weird
sure
ones.
You'll get.
It's gonna be like
if he finds it, I guarantee it'll be obscure.
Oh, the first, okay, so the
it's
first
gonna
thing,
be like Nurse Joy getting railed by.
Well,
Pikachu.
The first thing is Rule 34 that pops up actually.
Rule 34.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Gardevoir Pokemon porn Rule 34.
Jesus
I just clicked
Christ.
On it. Oh God. Oh my God! It's cow people.
It's totally cow people.
It's just cow people porn. Oh,
but there's a poke. Oh, it's just called poke porn. Maybe that's just the name of this anime porn.
These
site.
Aren't Pokemon yet.
No, this
there was
one's
one
still
Pokemon,
just a cow.
A human Pokemon.
Wow,
is that a bunny?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, there's one.
There's what's his name? Machop. Who's that?
There's a Machoke.
Oh my God, it's a Machoke. Actually.
Machoke. Okay.
How far down is that?
That's Machoke. Fucking. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that Pokemon.
You're going too fast.
Go up.
That
are
was
you
it.
Here at this guy yet?
I'm a champ.
There Machamp? It is.
This guy?
No, that's Machoke, dude.
That's Machoke? That is
Machamp
Machoke.
Machamp has four arms.
Oh, you're so right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, there's a lot of arms, though, you have to admit.
What's
a lot
the
of
lady that he's doing? Just some bunny?
I think it's just some bunny with titties.
Scotty D's got some, oh boy.
I'm going to stop looking at this.
Well, I was just getting into it.
That's
see,
great.
Some of these are human characters, though. That's a human character.
A
lot
of
it.
Humans.
A lot of it is Pokemon as Pokemon.
Pokemon fucking
so wait,
Pokemon.
Who is that and that?
I don't know who this person, this is a girl in a hat. I'm not 100%. I don't watch the show anymore, so I couldn't tell you who some of these characters are, unless they're Brock, Ash, or Misty.
So
but Misty's gone.
Who's this animal thing? That
oh, this animal thing? Maybe Keith will know. Do you know that what that is?
No, I don't.
That's
so is
me.
The audience for this porn like kids, basically? That,
well, people, they're just
fetishists, weird fetishists.
Mostly fetishists. Anime enthusiasts, for sure. Anime.
I mean,
enthusiasts.
I guess if that's just the right age for you, if you're like just starting to get turned on by shit, like maybe that works.
Transitional.
Maybe
porn.
It works.
Yeah, transitional. I'm not gonna judge. Jerk off to whatever you
it
want.
It helps me get there.
Helps me get to the real stuff.
Helps me come out of my shell. Just like Squirtle.
It's like Sheldar.
Sheldar.
Or Cloyster.
Cloyster's the best.
Oh, man.
So, what's like the coolest, most fun Pokemon in the show? And
well, that's
game?
Subjective.
Blastoise.
That's what's great about it. I do enjoy Blastoise. But that's it's, what's great about it is everybody is so many Pokemon. You could have a favorite, and it won't. Chances are, it won't be the same as someone next.
Unless it's Pikachu.
My favorite is Gengar. I like Gengar because in the show he had a fun. He said his name fun, which is
Gengar was the
Gengar,
the most powerful of the ghost Pokemon.
He was a very powerful.
I liked coughing a lot for the same reason as
coughing.
I enjoyed Scyther quite a bit.
Scyther, of course, is a giant bug with swords on its hand.
It's like a giant praying mantis,
yes,
really.
Yes, yes.
I feel like I only know Pokemon through, like, Super Smash Brothers.
That's a good... Yeah. Well, there's a lot of Pokemon in Super Smash Brothers.
And that's a lot of... that's what a lot of people know Pokemon only from. I feel it's really spread the popularity of some Pokemon.
Plus... Fucking Pikachu with that cheap ass lightning attack.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good, man.
Down B.
And down B. Bunch of down
Pikachu!
Pika!
Smash Brothers Brawl just blew the expectations out of the water when they made Pokemon Trainer a character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
then
that
you,
was crazy.
You can keep switching off between Squirtle, Ivysaur, and Charizard.
Yeah.
And the Pokeball is always the best item that drops down.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Yeah, it just scatters any number of terrifying beasts.
That will come out and destroy your enemies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I like the hammer when it drops down. I find it to be very effective.
Excellent
in
question,
combat.
Nick.
It's a very good question. The hammer in Smash Bros.
Discuss.
It's very good. It's very good.
Proceed.
Proceed.
Something. What else... was there? Did anyone have any other experiences with Pokemon outside of the game?
Outside of the game. Well, with the cards, because I know you guys were making a lot of profit.
I was also playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was too much.
When the cards got
unpopular, the store closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically. I think that's what happened with the comic book shop we had.
Yeah, which is just weird, because Wizards of the Coast, that was... It didn't take up that much physical space in the store, because they're not very big.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just most of the profit.
Yeah.
And so when that went away, it was like, you know, you're making like $2 for every Monopoly board you sell.
Yes.
And it's just, there's no way you can stay in Woodfield Mall. And so it just closed so fast when Pokemon got unpopular.
Is the TV show still on? Do they make new episodes with the new game?
I think so.
Really?
So it's still running. It's been over 10 years, for sure.
What's with the movie? Was the movie any good?
There were a number of movies.
There's like... It's like Land Before Time.
Well, there was Pokemon movie, then there was like Pokemon 2000.
2000, but there's even more still. But that I just stopped.
So did you guys watch any of them?
15.
Were they movies?
There's been 15 movies.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Theater release movies,
and it looks like 14 plus series of TV.
Wow.
So did any of you guys watch them?
I watched the Pokemon movie and Pokemon 2000.
I only watched the first one.
Were they any good?
For a Pokemon movie, whatever. I knew what I was getting into.
I think I had to get my version was Japanese with English subtitles.
That's right.
I did not enjoy it as much, but it was still fun.
I bet not, dude.
Yeah, my neighbor rented it, so I saw it.
Yeah, what they had advantages, they had made this television show that was already very popular
in Japan.
And then they just exposed, they're like, well, let's fucking show the Americans it. And then it just boosted.
And all they had to do is
they already had the product.
Yeah, they just dubbed it in our language, and it was so successful here.
It was just unbelievable how they do it. And
we just loved it.
Does anyone remember the controversy over the first season? Some episodes weren't allowed to be played in America.
No.
For certain things. Do you remember, famously, the one episode that gave children seizures?
Oh, yeah.
With Porygon.
What? That makes sense.
Yes,
that was Porygon, really?
Yes, huh. It was Porygon.
Porygon, his power gave children
seizures? In the television show, he's, I think, a computer Pokemon of some sort. But the way he was drawn or made, there was a lot of flashing lights and things, because that was his character, and... when they showed that to children in Japan, many of them had seizures because of all the flashing lights. So they did not show that episode in America, as well as some other episodes that, because they're not as repressed as Americans. There's some episodes where Jesse and James went undercover, as they usually do. This is Team Rocket. And James went undercover as a woman and had fake breasts put in, and they said that the children shouldn't be seeing a dude with fake breasts for whatever reason and whatnot. And then there's countless other, there's a whole website I saw, the things that they changed that are either perverted, because the Japanese are a little perverted, and then and that they we had to Americans had to change in Fix. Either the in either the card game or the you know the television show or the video game. We had to change them all because it was either sexually perverted for children rather for American children rather.
Okay, so Pokemon, the TV show, has been on the air since 1997. It's currently still going. Ballpark guess, how many episodes do you think there
1997.
Are? It's been on since 97.
Those seasons go, not a lot of episodes, man. I'm telling you, well, actually, I have
223.
400 episodes. I'm going to go higher.
518.
I'm going to go 1,000.
700.
Let's go with 630.
One show, Tins.
All right. LP's taking the low end. As always, this will be played Price of Right rules. Please remember your own bets, because I do not.
400, got it.
The answer, Pokemon the TV show, is currently on its 742nd episode.
Suck my dick.
I was 630.
700, fools. 700.
Got it.
Whoa. Should have gone for 701.
Yeah. But man, how do you do 742 episodes of anything without it getting mind-numbingly stale?
Yeah, it doesn't have to make sense.
It does make sense. It's just the exact same episode.
Yeah, you find a new Pokemon, and then you have to explain that Pokemon.
And you also are mirroring a gym battle.
Yes.
And it's perfect, too, because like their audience gets older and stops caring, so they can just recycle like
the same stuff. That's very true.
And then they change, just slightly change things. Like there's a new Misty character, I think.
And there's no Togepi.
No Togepi.
I wonder how upset I'd be if I went to a Pokemon message board to read people complaining about how they're phoning it in now.
Oh, man.
Does anybody else think Pokemon sucks totally now? I think so.
Can't get my Aggron to evolve.
It's fun, though. Like, the Pokemon subreddit is one of my favorite things
on
Reddit.
Well.
What? Where?
Do you not know of the Pokemon subreddit, LP?
No, friend, I don't.
It's awesome, and it's huge, and it's thriving.
And there's a lot of, like, cartoons and pictures that people
put
up.
That's great. I love those things.
Those are the things I like.
Oh, it's just a huge community of full-grown adults almost entirely, just because Reddit is largely an adult base. It's just, I think, somewhere in the tens of thousands of people... probably about our age, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, but like talking about Pokemon, putting up like screenshots and GIFs from the game and from the TV show, just a love of Pokemon, almost completely unironic love of Pokemon.
I had no idea that this even existed.
Yeah, man, it's a great subreddit.
Reddit's crazy.
Yeah, they've got everything.
When you subscribe to a subreddit, will it send you everything that gets posted there?
Their algorithm is pretty cool because it all goes on the front page.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the front page where.
So what does the subscribing do? I guess
it'll push you. It'll put everything on your front page, but it's going to get mixed in with all of the other subreddits you've got, and only the highest rated stuff is going to float up to the top.
Got it. Okay.
So you'll on the actual first front page. If you subscribe to the Pokemon subreddit, out of like 30, 40 posts, maybe one of them will be a Pokemon post.
Got
it'll be like the highest rated Pokemon post of whenever you've logged in.
Okay, because I thought it was going to send me stuff. That's why I never subscribed to anything.
No, subscribe away. You've got nothing to lose.
Everything.
I subscribe to so many subreddits.
Me too. I'm all over the place.
Is there a James Bond one?
Almost certainly.
I
doubt
it. No, I guarantee
it. I don't know how to use Reddit.
It's just a lot of young men posting stuff they like. They probably don't ever talk
about
it. I've done
Gone Wild. There's some ladies.
Did any of you guys see that South Park episode? I've been thinking about
Chimpokemon.
Chimpokemon?
I love that episode.
I think that episode won an Emmy.
It did.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Which one is it?
It's the South Park starts their own like Pokemon craze. These toys start coming in from Japan called Chinpokemon.
It's the smallest
Somehow I think I've missed this episode.
It's like wonderful. It's
a couple of seats. Yeah,
it turns out the Japanese are using, spoiler alert, the Japanese are using these Chin Pokemon toys to send subliminal secret message to the kids to make them join the Japanese military
to bomb Pearl Harbor.
Time to bomb the harbor.
So small.
That was also the debut of South Park's Alabama Man, which I think to this day is one of my favorite South Park shows.
Oh, that's
Alabama Man! He's quick, he's strong, he's active. He can bowl, he can drink some more. Alabama Man!
Shut up, bitch! It's a great episode. I've saw it like 10 times.
Wild Wacky Action Bike?
Yes, and if I recall... The executives from Japan get away with this because they keep telling them that their penis was so small.
Yeah, they keep telling the Americans.
Americans' penis are just huge. So
yes.
How could we ever accomplish anything?
It's just smooth.
We can barely even play a round of golf. That was an okay segue to that, right?
It's perfect.
But kids, we don't know golf. How golf?
How golf, Keith?
Yeah.
This is how golf.
Clouds golf tips.
Wow.
Step 1, acquire a Pokeball. Step 2, paint it like a golf ball. Step 3, fill it with miniature golf balls, at least 8 to 10. Step 4, without anyone really noticing, swing away as normal. Surprise, now you've got 8 to 10 more chances of getting a hole in one.
This has been
Clouds Golf Tips.
Pika.
Got you.
Now, of course, we are recording this on Monday, June 11th, which means this is going to drop on iTunes and on Octavarius.com on Friday, June 15th, which means if you're listening to this on the day that it drops, we have some very special birthdays to announce. So, first of all, a very happy birthday to American actor Ken Jeong.
And a very happy birthday to American rapper Ice Cube.
Hey. Wow.
Happy birthday, baseball player Wade Boggs.
Happy birthday, Jake Busey, American kind of actor.
Jake Busey. Sorry, some troopers.
Happy birthday, American actress Courtney Cox.
That's
Cox. See. Happy birthday, Biff Naked.
Great name.
Who's
Canadian musician Biff Naked? You don't remember Biff Naked?
I don't remember Biff Naked.
No.
Well, happy birthday, I guess. Yeah. And, of course, the news can't all be happy today.
Oh, no.
So, to the family and friends of James K. Polk, 11th President of the United States.
Sad.
I'm so sorry for you.
Wow. Poor Polk.
He's so young.
I don't think I have any deaths.
Polk.
I can't find
Polk.
That's good if there's not a lot of people who died today.
Yeah. Right. Not many.
There's a lot. It's just they're not famous.
Millions. Sure.
Billions.
You're not allowed to die in Polk.
You know what's funny? That we spent all this time talking about Pokemon? We actually have a Pokemon show coming up.
What?
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, I think Estelvi, you wrote it.
I did. I wrote a Pokemon show.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
And that's going up this Sunday, right?
Yes, that's right.
Any spoilers?
I'll be doing, I may or may not be doing the Pokemon rap in its entirety.
Ooh, nice.
I kind of like giving a little spoilers for these shows for the loyal podcast listeners.
Know what we're doing.
Give them a little taste.
Anyone who tunes in to Talkin' Beans should know what we're going to do.
Exactly.
We'll be talking about different beans.
In the show, will James K. Poke Amon?
Here you go.
Oh, wow. The pun crown gets handed off to Cloud.
He has handed the pun crown, a new device to Octavarius.
Sweet.
To Cloud. Undeserved, I felt.
Sweet. The pun crown operates like the hardcore title anywhere, anytime.
Anytime.
I think if it's during an Octavarius performance, technically this is an Octavarius performance.
Fair enough.
If we tell people that you told people that the crown passed during the podcast.
I'd say that's fair. I'd say that's fair game.
Yeah.
Cool. This is a product of our
brand. I'll bring it up on Sunday.
Yeah.
You'll have to remember. You bring the crown. Bring the crown.
Yeah, you have to wear the crown. You're in charge of it now.
Well, as always, listeners, you can also find us and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Octavarius.
Mm-hmm.
If you like us, great. Keep on liking us. Refer a few friends. Otherwise, why not consider liking us? It'll help us out a lot. We're getting real close to 1,000, and it would be really awesome to break 1,000.
Oh man, totally.
So please, if you can, do what you can. We're gonna send you info about future shows, ways to get discounts, some other fun stuff. So
lots of fun stuff.
And also follow us on Twitter. We are twitter.com/Octavarius.
Octavarius.
So follow us on that. And we are just about out of time with that, Lil Beans. But we have just enough time for Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
Hey, Costello. Hey,
stop me. Ah! Ooh, sick! No,
this is me. Nick McCullough's
seven words of wisdom.
Oh. LP, you botched it, of course, by showing him, I assume, a picture of some sort of anime porn.
Spiders?
I Google image search spiders.
Ruining Nick McCullough's seven words of wisdom. Let me see which ones did you show.
No, don't look.
Oh, that's terrible.
There's just a bunch of them. It's just the full Google image search.
Search something else. Go. Look up Skyfall or something.
Skyfall.
Great.
That's so gross.
Until next time, everybody, please have 8 days and a wicked week. We'll see you Sunday. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Octavarius.com.
All beans reporting. Beans,
red beans, everybody.
You'll run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more. Thank you.